I'm Rich DeMuro, and this is Rich on Tech Daily. Today, I want to tell you about something called Alien Zoo. This is a VR experience from a company called Dreamscape Immersive. I experienced it earlier this week at Westfield Century City, aka Century City Mall. It's basically a pop-up VR experience. It's kind of like a combination movie 360-degree world that you actually participate in. So what does that mean? Well, you get a ticket. They're $20. You go inside. There's six people at a time, and you get suited up with a bunch of VR equipment, including like a headset, a backpack, and some sensors on your hands and your legs. And next thing you know, you are transported into a virtual world. And when I say you're transported, the neat thing about this VR experience versus all others is that you actually see yourself in the experience and the other people that are around you. How do they do that? Well, it's pretty magical. You'll just have to experience it to see it. But you can look in the mirror and see your virtual avatar reflected, reflecting to yourself and making the movements that you're making. You can walk around. And basically you're brought to this world that's sort of an alien zoo of the future. It reminds me a lot of Jurassic Park. So, yes, things go wrong at the end and you have to figure a way out. But it's really, really well done. And you've got some great minds behind this, including Steven Spielberg, former head of DreamWorks. You've got a lot of different people that know what they're doing when it comes to entertainment, and they're looking for the next big thing. And this is definitely it. I was so impressed with this experience. It lasts just about 12 minutes, but you come away thinking, wow, this is really the future of how we're going to be entertained. You can touch things in this virtual world. You can feel them. You smell things. You feel wetness from certain animals that are, let's say, breathing on you or sneezing on you. And it is just amazing. You have to really experience it to know what I'm talking about. Will you get sick? So if you're worried about motion sickness or anything like that, I did not experience any of that, but I've never really experienced that in the VR world. I don't really think it's a concern here because they're using such high-end equipment and it feels very natural and very real. So I think you should be okay. There's nothing to be scared of. It's not a scary experience, but they do recommend, I think you have to be 10 and up with a parent if you want to do it. I probably wouldn't recommend it for super little kids. I'd like to bring my son who's six, but I think he's a little bit too young for this. I don't even think he'd really understand what's going on because the divide between the real and the imaginary is so weird. Like you just don't know what's real and what's fake. So definitely go if you can. It's only available for a month. Again, it's called Alien Zoo VR. It's at the Westfield Century City. Tickets are $20. They are selling out fast. I don't know if they're going to extend it past the month that they're going for right now. But I think with just seeing how popular it is online, hopefully they extend it. Again, if you want to see my entire review, you can go to my YouTube page. I've got it on there. Just find the link at richontech.tv. Again, Alien Zoo, super impressed. Well done to Dreamscape Immersive. Good job on this. And thanks so much for listening. I'm Rich DeMuro, richontech.tv. I'll talk to you next time.